caller's on the other line. Dale, how are you this morning, pal?
Good morning, Tom. Doing well, thank you.
On your way to Springfield, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm on my way this morning. I was going to come up last night, but decided I'd stay home, get a good night's rest, and hit the road early this morning.
Yeah, so, you know, here's the thing, Cinder. Is the grand bargain dead?
Well, Tom, you know, I don't think so. Last week, you know, we thought, you know, it's becoming somewhat redundant, of course. You know, it seems like every week we're talking about, you know, we're going to get up here and you know, we're going to get on the road to success. And you know, there's always a curveball thrown at us. Well, you know, last week the Senate Democrats decided in committee to start calling in the department heads of state departments and the state schools and talking about asking them where can they cut to help alleviate this approximately $5 billion deficit spending that we have. So, you know, at least, you know, I'm optimistic that they are starting to talk cuts now for what I feel is like the very first time as far as solid conversations concerned, because I think we all know that cuts are probably going to have to continue.
Well, see, and that balance that you and I talked about before, in particular, I'd brought up that, you know, the Illinois taxpayers are going to want to see some contribution on behalf of the state on fiscal solvency before you ask us for more money. I mean, and I think that basic equation of willingness to jump in and help people has to exist. There has to be some example to the American, the Illinois taxpayer, of what's being done to deal with the problem without asking mom and dad for more money. You know, that type of scenario.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Everyone knows that difficult decisions have to be made, as we've talked about in the past. And, you know, it's time that we start talking about what we can do to continue to tighten our belts. And because we can't, we can't continue to tax our way out of this. It hasn't worked in the last decade or so, and it's not going to work now. We have to stop the out-migration of people leaving the state of Illinois and businesses leaving. And, you know, we have to balance our budget and get back to work.
But are we making things better for business when the first thing we do is we take a large, you know, it was interesting because I read this in the Wall Street Journal many years ago, and I do mean decades ago, that, you know, that no longer is the United States the great manufacturing mecca it is. We're a service industry country. And then in Springfield, they talk about those services and taxing them at 6.25%.
Right. You know, it seems like they're just trying to find any way they can to tax just whatever they can, Tom, you know, with the sugar tax, with the service tax, and opportunity tax, and, you know, it's not going to work. It hasn't worked. It's going to continue to force people to leave the state of Illinois, and that's what we have to stop. And, you know, people, we know that, and that's you know, they're talking, you know, in FY17 that we're going to be paying $700 million and interest payments on overdue bills alone, just in FY17. $700 million in interest and late fees, Tom, that we could be applying toward education. So,
a lot of things, right?
Yes, sir.
Because I saw somebody talking about the interest we pay on the federal debt. I think it was $500 billion or something like that. And I was like, man, all the things you can do with that $500 billion in interest. Imagine that. Somebody's making out like a bandit somewhere. So services, yeah, I was just kind of curious about something. Senator Dale Fowler joining us this morning, because I was thinking about me when I was a kid mowing lawn for the elderly woman next door. Would I have had to charge her 6.25% if I'm a 10-year-old going over to get paid $15 or $7, I think, at the time to mow a yard?
Well, you know, if you're operating a business, that's a service that could be taxed. You know, if you're operating a legitimate business, and you know, same thing with haircuts and manicures. And,
what about a lemonade stand?
And there you go. If that's what they want, if that's what they want to propose, I guess they can take that to the table, Tom.
Lawmakers, you know, also, one lawmaker anyway, saying he's planning on introducing legislation to increase minimum wage, $15 by 2022, and I think it is. $15 by 2022, wants it to $9 by 2018. That's next year.
Right. Well, Tom, you know, that's just going to continue to be a detriment to more small business. A small business can't afford to have to pay that kind of wage. And, you know, it seems like, you know, in the last couple of years, especially the last two or three years, and speaking of Southern Illinois, that we, you know, seems like we've had a really positive growth in small business with boutiques and clothing stores and things like that that come into Southern Illinois. And so it seems like, you know, we've had a really good positive growth in small business, and we can't put it on their backs.
What's next, Dale? What's next for you in particular?
Well, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be another interesting week, Tom. I'm is a voice. As everyone knows, I'm one of 59, and I think everyone by now knows what my stance is, that we have to make some difficult decisions to get our state back in order. I'm really optimistic about some great economic development plans we have for Southern Illinois. As you all know, I'm spending a lot of time in Cairo, Illinois. As soon as I get back in the district this week, I'm going back again. This will be my, I believe, sixth trip in 8 weeks. I'm really optimistic about what we can do, but we have to get our state back in order first, because we have companies that are willing to invest in the state of Illinois, are willing to take a chance on us because they love Southern Illinois. And that's what I truly enjoy doing. I love economic growth, and that's what I want to focus on, but we have to get our house in order before we can do that.
Hey, Dale,
especially with our workers' comp.
Yeah, Dale, it's good to talk to you this morning. Good luck over the next couple of days. Don't be surprised if I give you a call and see what's going on. Kind of curious.
Looking forward to it.
I mean, because something's got to break loose. And the reason why I say this, Dale, I mean, a lot of people going, "Oh, well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard you say. Nothing's broken loose in years." But there comes a point now, and you alluded to this with schools and all this, that, you know, there has to be some knowledge about what's going to happen in the future, because there are requirements and notifications. You see the comments by SIU President Randy Dunn talking about how dire it's become there at SIU and what may be next for them. We'll be talking to him Thursday at 8:20, by the way. So, you know, the clock is ticking, and that clock wants attention. And even if is it going to be a stopgap measure, Senator?
Well, don't know. We'll find out this week, probably, Tom. I'm not sure if we'll find out this week, but we have to start funding education. It is the ice is so thin right now, Tom. And, you know, I am deeply concerned, because it's causing students to go elsewhere, especially out of the state, to go to school. It's, you know, our schools are losing enrollment, as you all know, and that has to stop, because that's not helping matters whatsoever. So we have to create a good, solid, positive momentum, and we want people to know that they can come to Southern Illinois schools or Illinois schools or community colleges and receive a first-rate education, something they can be proud of. So, you know, we have to get them funded, because it's times of the essence. Every day becomes more valuable. Every single day is more critical.
Senator Dale Fowler.